Oasis Audio presents Captive in Iran by Maryam Rostampour and Marzia Amirazadeh with John Perry. Read for you by Patty Fogarty. Foreword. Recently I returned from a ministry trip to India, but within 36 hours I was on the road again. This time my destination was a women's retreat about 90 minutes from Atlanta, Georgia. I spoke in the evening, and the next morning the director of the retreat came to my cabin with two Iranian women she felt I would be interested in meeting. I was given the American version of their names, Marcy and Miriam. We chatted for a moment, and then, knowing they were both from a Muslim nation, I asked them each to share how they had come to place their faith in Jesus Christ. I wasn't prepared for the thrilling blessing they began to pour out upon me as they shared their personal journeys of faith. They hadn't been just saved from sin. They hadn't just converted to the Christian religion. They were both in love with Jesus. For the next hour or so, they shared with me why. It was a love forged in the fires of pain and persecution. Toward the end of our time together, with tears streaming down their lovely faces, they made a comment that haunts me still. They said it had been easier for them to experience God's peace and presence and power inside Evin Prison than on the outside in America. Evin Prison, the prison in Tehran that has a worse reputation than Alcatraz or Angola in the United States, a place that causes even the strongest to shudder. How could that be? Because I had a plane to catch, there was no time to find out why they would make such a comment, or to hear some of their experiences inside Evin Prison, or how they had known God there, or how their faith had not only survived the...